I get up every day and pray the same prayer. You know, God, use me as you see fit. Give me strength to do the things that you've called me to do.
So how can you have the boldness to be a light? Well, it could be as easy as allowing God to use you. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Shane Stanford explains.
We talk a lot about what it means to run boldly. And, you know, I tell people all the time that Tom Landry, who was one of my most favorite football coaches, you know, was fond of saying that perfection is execution, that it really doesn't matter how well-trained you are, how good you look, that you really see the power of what you are whenever you execute what you've been planning and practicing. And if you trust God to be your God, then where you're going to see the real power of the blessing of what Christ can do in your life is when you run boldly to meet that giant and have the confidence that you are prepared because of what Christ has done for you. But I also tell people that, you know, running boldly happens only with complete commitment.
Shane paints a picture for us.
In one of the most important battles of Julius Caesar's life, in the battle of what would become Britain, his soldiers are nervous, and he can tell that they're nervous. And so as they land on the shore, he sets their boats on fire and destroys them so that no one can jump in the boats and leave and retreat, that the only way they have is forward.
Likewise, in our lives, momentous events like that force us to step out in faith.
You know, there is a time when our faith has to hit the ground. It has to be more than words. But God promises that we are not alone and he will not fail us. He says it time and time again, be not afraid, be not afraid, be not afraid.
Sometimes negative circumstances can be good if we allow God to give us the courage to move forward. I'm Steve Douglas.